This is CPR News. I'm Dan Boyce. This election could be a referendum on growth for one Denver suburb. Voters in Littleton are being asked to enshrine single-family zoning into the city charter. CPR's Stephanie Wolf explains some residents don't want city officials to allow more affordable styles of housing like multiplexes in certain neighborhoods.
Supporters of the initiative say they want to protect small-town charm. But there is organized opposition. They say density is not a bad thing. They also object to putting something like this in the city charter. That makes it tough to make changes in the future because it would require another public vote.
CPR's Stephanie Wolf. Colorado has a U.S. attorney thanks to a district court appointment during the federal government shutdown. CPR's Allison Sherry.
Peter McNeely has been a lawyer at the Colorado Federal Prosecutor's Office for 11 years and was appointed to the top job in June by U.S. Attorney General Pam Bondi. Usually, to be a full U.S. attorney, you must be nominated by the President of the United States and then confirmed by the U.S. Senate. But in this case, the Colorado federal judges voted to give McNeely the job. This maneuver was without drama compared to some states like New Jersey, where federal judges refused to go along with the Department of Justice pick. McNeely said in a statement to CPR News that he was humbled to be in the top job and looked forward to continuing to keep Colorado safe. I'm Allison Sherry, CPR News.
Colorado Rapids head coach Chris Armas is no longer with the team. The soccer coach's contract expired after the season ended a couple weeks ago. The Rapids said Monday the team and Armas mutually decided to part ways. The Rapids missed the playoffs in Major League Soccer this year, finishing 11th in the Western Conference. Metro Denver sunny today with highs in the 40s, but the area is under a freeze warning overnight tonight. Similar story in Vail, daytime highs in the 30s, and Grand Junction today, highs in the 50s. This is CPR News. Find more news from around the state at cpr.org.